up in the Northland where the trees are wide and tall, there lived a giant who should be familiar to you all. His deeds are often told about in story and in song. Hats off to Big Paul Bunyan, who was strongest of the strong.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a log in boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran.
His boots were cock-soled and his socks were colored flaming red. He always bought three socks because he wore one on his head. Then add to that blue dungarees, a plaited mackinaw, and Bunyan was the handsomest of men you ever saw. Those loggers loved to ride upon the toe of Bunyan's boot. As long as they were happy, he just didn't care a hoot. He merely said, be careful, boys, a darn good sport was he. Why, he even combed his beard out with a full-grown redwood tree.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a logging boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran.
His favorite food was moose meat, which his dog Niagara caught. That's likely why Big Paul was tops at any work or sport. So kids, you see, for being small and weak, there's no excuse. Go get yourself a hound dog that is good at catching moose.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a logging boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran. Paul Bunyan, Big Paul Bunyan.
Once caught a fire which appeared beyond control. When who came to the rescue? Big Paul Bunyan, bless his soul. He grabbed the nearest river and put out that roaring flame, and closed another incident that added to his fame.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a logging boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran.
A million hostile Indians came a-tearing through the trees, but fearless Paul soon put an end to their hostilities. He tied Bad News, their chieftain, to his 5-ton bowling ball, and heaved it at them Indians just to see the feathers fall. The year it snowed so lightly and the earth just begged for rain, Paul Bunyan got his guitar out and proved his worth again. They say he sang the blues so blue the sky began to fall, and since that day his picture hangs on every farmer's wall.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a logging boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran.
A bunkhouse agitator made a speech about the she's. He said a wife was number one of man's necessities. Those loggers sure believed him and went hunting for a bride. And when they all came back with one, Big Paul was mortified. Bunyan, I refuse to boss domesticated men. His thunderous voice was never heard in them there woods again. He went into seclusion and his teardrops had no breaks. That's why those Minnesota folks have all got private lakes.
Big Paul Bunyan was the mightiest of men. There'll never be a logging boss as tough as him again. Big Paul Bunyan had no fear of any man. A woman was the only one from whom he ever ran.